Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, neither unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without you, me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, a group of us did a Viking river cruise from Paris down through Burgundy and Provence. And it was intended to be sort of an educational trip on winemaking and wine tasting. I love a glass of wine, but I'm not a connoisseur, and I found the trip very educational and enlightening. For example, we went to the vineyard where the grapes are grown for the famous French wine, Châteauneuf des Puffs, to discover that the roots of the vines do not go into the earth. They go into rocks, and they just twist all around the rocks. And that's what gives that grape its unique and particular flavor and makes that wine so different than others. They can trace winemaking back 4,500 years, and nothing has changed in the way it's done. The important thing for the vineyard is to prune the stems. As the shoots begin to grow off of the stems, some of them have tiny clusters of grapes at the end. Others have nothing. And they want to prune off the ones that have nothing so that all the energy will go into the ones that have fruit. That's what Jesus is talking about today, that you and I must bear fruit. It is not enough to say, I believe. It is not enough to say, I pray. Jesus says we have to bear fruit. It's what Pope Francis was referring to in that recent letter on holiness, when he said we tend to think of holiness as people who spend long periods of time in prayer. And he wrote, that is not the case. He said, I find holiness in parents who raise their children with immense love. I find holiness in husbands and wives who work hard to support their family, in the sick, in the elderly who never lose their smile. We have the popular image that when we die, we stand before our God and all of our failings are read off and then we are sentenced for eternity. That may well be what happens, but that's not our Catholic doctrine. Our Catholic doctrine simply says, I am accountable for my deeds. And that image of judgment was fleshed out by popular preachers in the 3rd and 4th century. They were preaching to illiterate audiences and they tried to paint pictures for them. That's how stained glass windows came into existence, to teach people the scriptures. And so if that image is allowable, could there not possibly be another one? And that is that we are simply asked one question. Did you make a difference? I gave you life. I gave you unique talents and opportunities. I gave you people who support you and loved you. And now is the world any better off because you walked through it? How would you answer the question? Are you making a difference? Are you bearing fruit? Amen.